are listening to Gospel Radio. This is WJFP. Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, Cocoa, Melbourne, and Vero Beach. Broadcasting all over the world on WJFP.com.
Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
there, Radio Land. We're Pentecostal Holiness Church, located at 2611 Avenue I in Fort Pierce, Florida, with our Bishop Ernest Burke and Assistant Pastor Queen Burke. Our order of service, Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Following Sunday school, we have noonday service. And on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., we have Bible study, getting into God's Word. Come out and join us. And Wednesday morning, we're here at the radio station, 91.1 WJFP at 9:30 a.m. And on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., we have terror service, praying and sending our timber up to God. And after terror service, we have a few words from our bishop.
Praise the Lord, everyone out there, Radio Land and everywhere. God bless you. We love you. We are Pentecostal Holiness coming to you from 2611 Avenue I with our own bishop, Bishop Ernest Burke. Prayer by Bishop.
For dear kind Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before thee once more and again, Master, in an harmless matter that we know how, we ask you to have mercy. Have mercy upon your people everywhere.
Mercy.
All over the world and all over the universe.
Yes, the Lord.
Set free and deliver your people. Heavenly Father, that's why we call upon your most holy name, knowing that you are able, knowing that it's nothing too hard for you.
Yes, Lord.
You can make a way when it seems like no way.
Lord, yes, Lord.
That's why we're calling up on you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sinners, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give them a mind, Lord, to turn their life over to you before it's everlasting too late. We know, Lord, that you are able.
Thank you, Lord.
To do anything except fail. Have mercy, Lord. We have these blessings and all blessings in Jesus' name we pray. And thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go right on to the scripture in John, 4th chapter and the first verse. It reads, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Praise God. Here, John is telling us, beloved, believe not every spirit. But, you know, I heard somebody say, believe the spirit by the spirit. But the word of God said, but try. He didn't say believe the spirit by the spirit. It said, but try the spirit, whether they be of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world and say, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, even now, already in the world. John said, even now in his day, already in the world. The Lord, got him.
The Lord said he would send you another comforter.
Yes, yes.
May abide with you forever.
Forever.
So, he was going to send his spirit, of his living God, which is the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He'll abide with you forever.
Amen.
Be with you and be in you.
You know, he was letting us know the spirit. You're supposed to know. And he said, he that believed that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came in the flesh. He walked among us. Not us in the chair, but among the world back in his day. He walked with them. And somebody say he came in another kind of way? It's not true. Glory to God, it's not true. It said, verse 3. No, I've read that. Ye are of God, verse 4, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We, you, are children of God. You have overcome. Woo, glory to God. We are overcomers. We overcome them, because greater is he that is in you and me than he that is in the world.
Well, the scripture just got through saying.
Thank you, Lord.
Them don't believe that Jesus is coming in the flesh.
It's not
they
of him.
Not of God. But the nine saying, ye of God. Greater than he that is in you than he that is in the flesh. And so if you can't believe that Jesus Christ, the greater one, is going to be in you, and he that is in the flesh, if you can't believe that he's coming in the flesh and being inside of you.
He already came in the flesh.
But I'm talking about living inside of you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This day.
Yeah.
I'm talking about right now. If you got the Holy Ghost.
If ye have of God.
You got the Holy Ghost. You got this Spirit of God living inside of you now.
Yeah, if you have God.
If you don't have the Spirit of God, you got the Antichrist spirit.
So
greater than he that is in you than he that is in the world.
We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God hear not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So we got to know the distinction between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Praise God. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So love is the greatest. If we love one another, we is of God, and we know God. Glory to God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen. Y'all didn't think that. God is love.
God is love. That's why faith, hope, and charity. With charity is love. It needs three. But the greatest of all in charity is love. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
He that love not knows not God.
Don't know him. Amen.
God is love.
Yes, he is.
Don't you know God made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and everything in them is? Don't you know he is the greatest of all? He's greater than faith. He's greater than hope. God, He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning, he's the end, and he's the first, and he's the last. You can go now.
Amen. God is so... Amen. Herein, verse 10. Herein is love. Not that we loved it, God, but that he loved it us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also to love one another. Glory to God. With that statement, praise God, it's said and done. We ought to love one another. If God so loved it us, he told us to love one another. That's his command. Yeah, that was a command that we love one another. And if he so loved it us, we ought to be able to love one another. With the love of Christ, we can do it. Being born again, we can do it. You got anything else?
Yeah, the Lord told us when we pray, we tell the Lord, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Otherwise,
amen.
What the Lord is saying, the will of God is going on in heaven, and we're praying to get it in the earth like it is in heaven.
Yes. Woo.
That's it.
Amen. Glory to God. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. We haven't seen God at any time. Glory to God. But that's what it said. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Mm-hmm. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit.
Okay, now that's what we were talking about. Greater
thank you, Lord.
That is in you
than he that is in the world.
All right. He has given us what?
His spirit.
And if you got his spirit inside of you, you don't have that. Christ's spirit. In the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He confessed that Jesus is coming in the flesh. He is of God.
Verse 17. I thought we didn't get a chance, but herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Amen. Hey, did you hear that? There is no fear in love.
Amen. Amen.
But perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Glory to God. We got to tell you, that word is so plain and open. Some of the word is so plain and open that God wants us to get a great understanding of his word.
Look at that fear.
Mm-hmm.
You get 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Look that one up.
All right, you got to be going.
That's what we're dealing with.
You're
dealing with that fear.
Yeah. 2 Hebrew. And one in what?
7.
1. And to godliness, brotherly kindness.
2 Timothy 1.
Oh, no, I got Peter. 2 Peter. Oh, 2 Timothy. Oh, my goodness. Come here. Oh, Lord. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For God has not given us the spirit of